Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. It's a big old land with countless dreams, and happiness ain't out of reach. Pays off the way it should. Yeah, I've seen enough to know that we've got it good. Where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
That eagle is flying, by golly, after a beautiful weekend. Hello! Welcome to the program we call What's on Your Mind. I have a couple of leftover conversations from last week that I wanted to approach a little bit today. If you'd like, the show is called What's on Your Mind, so of course you can call about literally anything on your mind. A little bit of breaking news this morning. Jill Biden, the First Lady, has COVID. President Biden does not. He's tested negative, but we have yet another tall tale, fib, or flat-out lie that President Biden has told, Kevin. You know that?
Oh, shocking.
You know why?
Knocked me over with a feather.
He said, quote, "You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations." You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations. So the First Lady is vaccinated, yep, and she got COVID, so again he lied.
That was all a lie. They all lied.
They lied.
The whole COVID money grab thing, the whole thing. What a play. What a play on us all. Never again.
Kind of sad. Really is.
RFK was on, we had audio earlier on the local morning show. I mean, breaking down the things that they called, you know, stats and 100% success rate. Well, three people. Two people didn't die, one dead. The three people, two out of three made it, so they called it 100% success. It was unbelievable. Unbelievable what Fauci and the rest, I mean, there's a whole cabal of them at the NIH called up. I had audio from the Energy and Commerce. Did you see that press conference?
Yes.
Yeah. So it begins with those people.
Right. Do you have any clips of that still handy?
I will. I'll dig it up. Yeah.
Right, okay. Here. Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good. Couple of the things that we touched on last week and spent a little bit of time on but didn't get a chance to finish were, one, the stakes for North Dakota oil, gas, coal, ethanol could not be higher than they are right now with a whole global warming jihad bearing down on the industry, looking for extinction for these industries, and a little bit of glimmer of hope is to find a way to use CO2 in a way that enhances oil recovery, something that has been proven and is working, and also carbon storage. It's basically managing the carbon. Now, I want to say this. I can't say this enough. I'm going to sound like a broken record. You're taking a very small percentage of man-made carbon, not natural carbon. Nobody's taking CO2 in huge numbers, sucking it from the air, anything like that. We're talking about a small sliver of the CO2 that is man-made, and you're either using it for enhanced oil recovery or storing it below ground. If you do that, the ethanol industry will thrive because their CO2 can go to one of those two places. And then, when they come up with aviation fuel, which, by the way, the airlines are clamoring for because they want to reduce their credit score, you've got a boon to ethanol. And we can say with great certainty we have the cleanest barrel of oil in the world, or the cleanest coal in the world. Now, when you start talking about carbon scores and ESG and all these things, I'm the first one to say it's poppycock. It is poppycock. But we are not in a position to ignore what they're trying to do to these industries. And we have a solution which can solve it and put us in a very unique position because of incredibly unique geology in North Dakota. Some people say, well, wait a minute, CO2 in a pipeline, I don't like the idea of that. We have CO2 pipelines in North Dakota operating safely now. One for decades up to the Dakota Gasification Plant. Forget the exact number, but it's over 100 miles. Danbury Resources has a CO2 pipeline in Bowman County, and it's a short distance that it's in North Dakota, but it's about 100 miles on its way to Wyoming. Enhanced oil recovery is what they're doing with that at Danbury Resources. And ethanol plants themselves in North Dakota have done some of the first carbon storage plants. So there's really two camps that are opposing the Summit Carbon Solutions pipeline. I would say half hate the idea of any kind of carbon management, or I'll call it playing the CO2 game. I empathize with that 10% without question. I would rather focus on solutions than sitting here and beating each other up. The other half of the opposition, I believe, is against the pipeline because they believe it's not safe. Kevin, quiz from last hour. Do you remember how many miles of pipeline are under North Dakota?
30,000, I believe, was
the number. Ding, ding, ding. 30,000 miles.
Just in North Dakota.
So what are we across? About 300-some miles? Call it rough numbers, 400 miles from, you know, Fargo to the Montana-North Dakota border. Up top, I don't know what, 250, something like that, 225, whatever. And just do the math and count out 30,000 miles. Underneath. It's everywhere. It's everywhere, including CO2 pipelines.
Yeah, you want the total number? Ready for this? The nation's pipelines safely deliver trillions of cubic feet. 2.6 million miles of pipelines exist just in this country.
So I'm not even going to waste energy arguing that the pipeline is safe, because it's very obvious that it is.
Bingo.
And if you don't think it is, do not leave your home. Because your risk of dying in a car accident or flying to see grandma is much, much higher than pipelines failing. This is the safest transport there is. In North Dakota, we learned what it's like to truck this stuff. The fatalities were through the roof. We had a horrific amount of accidents in the northwest corridor of North Dakota during the Bakken boom because there were not gathering pipelines and ways to send that. So, anyway, I think it's important that we take a deep breath and talk this one through. Randy Christman, who is the chair of the North Dakota Public Service Commission, is going to join us a little later on the program. They have before them a reconsideration of a recent denial of the Summit Carbon Solutions pipeline. We'll talk about that. Bottom of the hour, we're going to talk about John Wick, who is the chairman of the South Dakota Republican Party, because he has a special guest. He and Kristi Noem and all the Republicans in South Dakota are welcoming Donald Trump next Friday to the monument in South Dakota. We'll find out about ticket availability and all of that for you. Coming up on the program, Kevin and I are going to be broadcasting live right amongst the Trump faithful, the people that stay up all night to stand in line to get in. We're going to be there for ourselves, for need to know, and what's in line. See it all for ourselves. Should be
right.
Fun.
And you know, I'm hoping, and I'm sure Joe Biden could sell out the, you know, the back room at the Perkins in Rapid City. I'm waiting to see if Trump can do at least that. We'll have it for you.
The back room at Perkins, you're pretty sure he could capacity?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he could fill that up.
A standing room only for...
Yeah, maybe a little overflow into the restaurant, but that's about it.
Yeah. And then the other thing that was a little bit of unfinished business from last week, I have an idea that I noodle. When I get an extra day to noodle things, think about them, ruminate a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I talked last week about the property tax bill that came from Cass County. We all got them. We all get to find out how much our property taxes are going up, how much our valuation is going up, and how much, if you're in the Fargo School District, the Fargo School District is costing you. The lion's share of your property tax bill is because of Fargo Public Schools, and I believe they are being mismanaged. They have a thousand students more in Watford, West Fargo. Watford City's pretty well run too. But apples to apples, we got Fargo here, we got West Fargo there. Fargo has 1,000 less students, but their cost per student is more than West Fargo. That sounds to me like a management problem.
Yeah.
As in mismanagement.
Schools need to get back to making the important decisions.
My question to you is, what do we do about it? What do we do about it? I think we talked about it till we're blue in the face. What are we going to do about it? Answer that.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
Helping you manage your farm's risk and protect your equity is our top priority. Hi, this is Bethany Rentz, crop insurance agent with Irie Insurance. Margin protection provides coverage against an unexpected decrease in operating margin. In other words, we can put a policy in place to protect your farm from changing input costs and crop prices. Let us at Irie Insurance help you explore this policy between now and September 30th. Find our contact information on our website at irieins.com. Irie Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
Your wellness is within reach with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Enjoy every day made better with a Hot Spring Spa, in stock and ready to deliver today. For less than $99 per month, you can be physically better below the water, mentally better above the water, and relationally better beyond the water. Stop thinking about it and just do it. You'll be glad you did. Already have a hot tub? Trade up to a new saltwater hot tub and receive an extra $1,500. Wellness, every day made better, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I took off for a weekend last month just to try and recall the whole year. All of the faces and all of the places, wondering where they all disappear.
Hey, it's back to school time. When grades matter. Mom and Dad, you want a great family activity? Get to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too.
Oh, there you go.
They have a back-to-school special going on right now. And there's nothing like family time in the hot tub. Nothing like it. If I count every time I've ever been in the hot tub with our son or two daughters, they talk more, they engage more. It's kind of like a captive audience. There's no phones.
Exactly.
It's just the best. And the wellness side of this is not to be dismissed, because you are a better above the water. So this will help the kids in school. It really will. It'll help family life, too. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Big sale goes through September 11th, so hurry on in to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. With locations in Grand Forks across from the Grand Cities Mall. They were open yesterday. Of course, they were. For the big Labor Day sale. It continues back to school. Next to Spitfire, West Fargo. And also in Bismarck in front of the expressway. All right, 701-271-1100 is our number. 701-271-1100. You can text us at 701-237-1590. Just to finish on the school district thing, I think the only way we can effectively get answers to tough questions from this Fargo School Board is to get an army of people that are willing to be part of a plan to get those questions. Not look, they want to wear you down. That's why they don't let you talk at school board meetings. That's why they were shouting people down during COVID. They know better. Dr. Tracy Newman thinks she's a pediatrician for your children. It's up to her what your children do, because she's a pediatrician. And God bless her. We need pediatricians, but maybe just stick to your patients, not wagging your finger at other adults and telling them what they should do for their kids, because if they want your advice, they'll go to you.
There you go.
At the doctor's office.
How about that?
The arrogance is unbelievable. But I think, I mean, I don't know. I kind of think of, like, remember hall monitors when you were back in school?
Oh, yeah.
People get assigned to be in the hall, and you had to be the fink. You had to be the, you know, the one who was ratting people out that were missing class or sneaking out or whatever. I think we need hall monitors to monitor the Fargo School Board.
Yeah,
and,
there you go.
And I'm going to just not spend a lot of time on this today. I am going to dig into the property tax situation at great length because it is a problem. But in the meantime, to answer the question, what are you going to do about it, I'm going to suggest that we assemble an army of hall monitors. We go to the school board meetings. And by the way, this is any school board, but I'm going to focus on Fargo because that's who's taken $3,500 out of my back pocket and mismanaging it. 1,000 less students in West Fargo Public Schools, and they have a better per pupil rate. It just makes no sense. We have a great opportunity here to benchmark two large school systems.
Yeah.
And West Fargo's winning and Fargo's losing. Why?
We got to reconnect with Dr. Jake on that, too.
Yes. He's a good hall monitor. There's
a
few hall monitors already.
Yeah,
we just need a few more. And you can't go to every meeting, but you can get in on some. So anyway, just if you're interested in being a hall monitor for Fargo School Board and part of a deal where you'd agree to go to a meeting or two here and there, we got enough people, so there's always a part of the hall monitor group there. Email me, would you? ScottH@flagfamily.com. ScottH@flagfamily.com. Or you can text me directly at 701-367-2054. Bruce in Grand Forks, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Bruce.
Hey, I was just wondering, who is paying for the CO2 pipeline?
Well, Summit Carbon Solutions has, I think, about $800 million tabbed for that project. So they're paying for the pipeline.
Okay. Who they're paying the whole thing, the federal government, and there nobody else is.
No, there's no federal money in it. There are tax breaks because it is, like many emerging industries, something that the government wants to incentivize. So we find solutions to it because they're woke. So they love these kind of projects. So there's tax breaks, but they're not writing a check for it. Summit Carbon Solutions would build it, and then they would make the money. No different than Dakota Access Pipeline, right? Dakota Access Pipeline didn't exist. There was no way to get a large sum of our oil to the Gulf Coast. Summit Carbon Solutions came along and said, we'll do it, $2-some, $3-some billion pipeline, I forget, and then people pay them to transport their oil. So it'll be the same thing with Summit.
So there is no federal money involved in this, and there is no there is a tax break, of course, which obviously all the big guys get, but there is no federal money, no state money, nothing that's special for them.
No, they're not getting anything anybody else wouldn't have an opportunity to get, other than the federal tax credit specific to the CO2. And mind you, Bruce, North Dakota has spent the last number of decades going back to Hoven to say, let's be a business-friendly state. Let's keep regulatory action in check. Let's be smart about this. And because we want people to come here and build projects like this. And that work's been going on for decades.
That's basically it has turned into pretty much what we call crony capitalism. And I just don't like that situation, and I don't like people that are supporting crony capitalism. I mean, everything should be up and up, and this little game they're playing here isn't up and up with me.
Let me try a scenario on you, Bruce, to see if this changes your mind at all. You're familiar with the Bakken play in North Dakota? At one point, the second largest oil play in all of the... We were the second largest producing state of oil in the entire country. We're third now. That starter, the Bakken play started, which, by the way, the Bakken oil became accessible when the technology combining hydraulic fracturing, the fracking process, with horizontal drilling that allowed us to get oil out of rock, okay? That happened during the Schaefer administration when there was a tax break, tax incentive, whatever you want to call it, for people that would spend money knowing that they could probably get nothing back but to try and crack that code. It worked. That started in the mid-90s, and it has blossomed into what is now the Bakken oil industry, which is, by the way, feeding the government.
I realize,
sending
I realize
zillions
that.
Of dollars.
You're not enlightening me with anything new. I mean, that's I've been.
No, but all I was
going
to say is
going
to
tell years, and it's the same thing.
I'm testing.
But the thing is,
Bruce, can I just finish?
Like,
and then you could say whatever you want. Just let me finish. That was crony capitalism in the Ed Schaefer years, according to your definition. That incentive. You follow me?
I understand what I'm saying. I'm just saying that I don't like this crony capitalism where the big companies get the tax incentives, and guess who doesn't get the tax incentives? The average Joe. I'm just saying, no, and don't do that. Don't be advertising for them, especially when you're getting good money, too.
Well, they're not advertising right now, so we're not, I mean, but we welcome it. We certainly would.
And Scott Hill, and I talked to Mike Lindell today. He wanted me to convey to you his thanks for all the support for MyPillow and the employees in these tough economic times. Mike says, Scott, let's get back to listeners. We've got deals on his most popular products. You've heard me talk about my slippers, $29.99 right now. They used to be $100. Giza sheets, MyPillow 2.0 and more, but great news. The MyPillow 6-pack towel sets are back in stock. Comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, 2 washcloths, regular $80 for a limited time. 6-pack towel set, only $39.99 with the promo code Scott. Go to MyPillow.com now. Use promo code Scott. 50% off the MyPillow 6-pack towel sets. $39.99 a set. The deal won't last long. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott for this special and many more. Or call 800-506-9028. Go to MyPillow.com now. 800-506-9028. Use promo code Scott. 50% off the MyPillow 6-pack towel sets. Go to MyPillow.com now.
USA News Update. President Biden will award the Medal of Honor to Captain Larry L. Taylor, United States Army, for conspicuous gallantry displayed in the Vietnam War. It'll take place in the East Room at 3:30 p.m. Eastern. The driving ban at Burning Man was lifted yesterday, allowing the estimated 64,000 remaining attendees an opportunity to escape the festival grounds at Black Rock in northern Nevada. The area was transformed into a muddy mess from torrential downpours. Festival organizers said Exodus operations were officially underway at 2 p.m. Pacific yesterday, thanks to drier grounds. An endless line of vehicles and RVs were slowly leaving the area Monday, but organizers urged still those attendees in place to delay their departure till Tuesday to reduce some of the road congestion. Lance Pry, USA News.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Heading out to San Francisco for the Labor Day weekend show. I got my hush puppies on. I guess I never was meant for glitter rock and roll.
They still make hush puppies anyway?
I don't think so, sadly.
I don't think I've seen a... You know what a hush puppy is now? It's My Pillow slippers.
Ah, yes.
Those are the hush puppies. Wear them anywhere. Right now, lowest price in a long time at $29.99. Used to be $100. MyPillow.com. Call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. Or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Scott. Rod and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Rod, go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Scott. Last time I called you, you were still on KFYR Radio in Bismarck. Anyway, made
thank
the
you for thank you for
I'm glad to hear you're on. Yeah,
we've been on the whole time. We've never not been on, but we're not on KFYR any longer, which causes me to miss a lot of my Western North Dakota, Central North Dakota peeps. But yeah, 1100 the flag, good, pretty good deal steal anyway, and always good on the app. So thank you, Rod. I appreciate that.
Anyway, the last caller regarding federal tax support for the CO2 project, I'm a retired CPA. I did some research. Internal Revenue Code Section 45Q is where the credit is actually, and it's part of the Inflation Reduction Act, the misnamed act. But at any rate, they are going to receive tax credits on this project. The tax credit is $85 a metric ton. And this pipeline is expected to sequester somewhere around 12 million tons a year, or about 11 million metric tons. When if they sell the tax credits for a dollar a piece, they will generate approximately $1 billion a year from tax credits. And the tax credits, when they sell these tax credits, it's tax-free. They will pay nothing in income tax for being able to sell these tax credits. And it'll happen for 12 years. They are allowed to do this for 12 years, so they will receive approximately $12 billion, courtesy of the U.S. taxpayers, for this pipeline. And,
yeah.
Again...
I think we're saying the same thing. I think we're saying the same thing. I think Gary from Grand Forks, Bruce from Grand Forks had said that he wanted to know if the federal government was writing a check. They're not writing a check, but it is, as I said... There are tax credits, and that is incentivizing this. What do you think of my comparison, Rod, to the same? Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say that I was going to address the safety issue too, but let's finish the tax credit discussion first.
Well, what do you think of my comparison to the early Bakken years when there were incentives to do exploratory horizontal drilling combined with the fracking? Look what that's led to for the taxpayer.
Agreed, but again, I look at the development of oil projects a little differently from this one, only because I'm in the camp of the 10% that you mentioned earlier, that burying CO2 is probably one of the dumbest ideas ever. But at any rate, if you want to use CO2 for oil recovery, great idea, great economics. What Dakota Gasification Company, subsidiary of Basin Electric, did for many years and still doing, that pipeline is also much safer than anything that's being proposed by Carbon Solutions. As far as being buried below the frost line, as well as having valves that will shut off and release, the releases of CO2 are very minimal, and that pipeline is very closely monitored, so there's a huge difference between what Summit is proposing and the existing CO2 pipeline that Basin Electric and Dakota Gasification Company put in the ground.
Yeah, I'm not technical enough to be able to know that. I just know that every single person in the industry that I consider credible believes that the argument that this pipeline is not safe is scare tactics. And that it's, you know, again, there's CO2 pipelines other places. We have examples of it in two different locations in North Dakota, with Denbury down in Bowman County doing it for enhanced oil recovery, and there. And I'm with you on the idea of storing carbon, because I don't think that, you know, again, we proved that CO2 is pretty helpful to the environment, in fact, crucial to us. But when we're taking a sliver of it and we're putting it in places that it can be stored, and we have that unique geology to be able to do that, and while you call it dumb, I call it sort of beating them at their own game. And when people like Kathy Nesset from Nesset Consulting and the Energy and Environmental Research Center at Grand Forks do all the testing and analysis that they've done on this, I think it's hard to call that pipeline unsafe. I really do. And again, I'm just trusting the experts, because I'm not one.
Yeah, the only comment on safety I would add is that if they're only going to bury it 4 feet under, you know, they're not below the frost line, that presents a danger in itself. And that's why I say I don't know about the valves situation, how often they're going to shut off CO2 and how much monitoring they're doing. Again, not knowing that, and obviously they're not releasing all of that information, probably for some good reasons. But again, the safety question to me is still out there. And from the past, incidents of released CO2, I agree, Denbury and Basin, what they did. I was very familiar with the pipeline known as Install. I was part of the process way back when with DGC. So I know that pipeline is safe. And they went to extreme measures to make sure it was safe, because it was, you know, one of a kind at that time.
My understanding is CO2 pipelines do not explode. So the CO2, it isn't like a gas line, of which there's plenty below you right now, Rod, and me too, right? They would have the chance
to explode. Yeah.
So, in other words, if failure of a CO2...
I agree with you there.
Say that again?
If you're looking at, failure of a CO2 pipeline is going to be something as a result of a leak, as a result of the metal in the pipeline itself corroding, of some type of corrosion or some type of a break in the pipeline, a breach in the pipeline. But I do know for a fact that Dakota Gasification Company, as far as their pipeline is concerned, they have monitoring equipment that they measure. They can trip NOAA release and shut off that section of the pipeline immediately to avoid any further releases and, you know, any further potential for loss of life. They've also got a huge 911, reverse 911 system as far as that goes. And I'm hoping Summit has got the same type of system. But again, I don't know.
Sure. Appreciate the call, Rod, and especially that you're listening in Bismarck. The other caller had mentioned something about I'm saying what I'm saying because Summit Carbon Solutions advertises, and they do from time to time. They're not currently advertising. That probably can change on and off. But I really consider it offensive that people say, you know, don't let them advertise. But we don't do that to anybody. You know, I mean, as long as you're a lawful business, you know, and, you know, we have some standards as far as you know, appropriateness for our audience or whatnot, and some of the things that are out there. But to suggest that I think the way I think or advocate the way I advocate because somebody is an advertiser, if that was the game, I'd have been sniffed out a long time ago. And I've been doing this since 1986. It's just, you know, it's not something I take lightly when somebody accuses me of that, because you're questioning my integrity. It's just a difference of opinion. Just like you and I differ in opinion doesn't mean I'm bought and paid for. You know what I mean?
No. I appreciate that comment. That's great. Yeah.
Call again, Rod.
Paid for. There's no question about that. So,
I appreciate you, Rod, and you've raised a few questions that I don't know the answer to that I'm going to make an effort to,
you know, that
to find out. So appreciate the call.
When I think about when it comes to CO2, you know, you've got a pipeline. There's a little, like Rod was saying, there's a leak. It's leaking, you know, 6 feet underground into the earth somehow. But at the same time, an underwater volcano is burping out a billion tons of CO2 with an eruption. So it's like, okay, maybe the little pipeline leak isn't going to be a big deal. You know, I don't know.
20 before the top of the hour on What's on Your Mind. Your questions, comments, welcome on this or any topic at 800. Let me give you a different number, 701-271-1100. If you like the toll-free lines, like to leave a message, just get something off your chest.
Now,
it's true. 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. Or you can text us, 701-237-1590. Lots of folks watching online today. We love it when they watch online. They can see Kevin is Vikings gear today.
Ready to go, baby.
Yeah.
Sunday at noon.
Who do they play this weekend?
Got Tampa to open up.
Oh.
Yeah, at U.S. Bank. So, going to be a good one. I do not believe Kirk Cousins took a single preseason snap. So, we'll see if this new O-line can protect the guy long enough for him to get a pass completed.
Yeah, that's interesting. They're thinking towards the future by holding Kirk. They know what he can do and get those youngsters in there.
Yep.
Which are interesting. One draft pick, so a real newbie. And then I even forgot about the backup from last year. What's his name again?
Nick. Mullins.
Mullins, there you go.
Yep, Mullins. Yeah. He's number two.
Interesting. Couple of texts and comments here coming in, and I'll get to for you. Where is this here? Texter says they're using their same tactic to get people afraid that the planet is going to die and we're all going to die if we don't sequester carbon. It's all BS. Real scientists say they were at a carbon law in history. Not sure I know what that means. All right. And another listener, stop pushing your COVID BS. Don't even mention the word, and even worse, the carbon credit score BS. You're playing along with the word I can't say. IDIOCRACY. Kevin always says it for me.
Yeah.
Idocracy? Idocracy? Is that it?
Hypocrisy?
No, it's with an I.
Oh.
Idiocracy. Welcome your opinion, certainly, when you disagree with me, and I really do. Would love chatting with people who agree or disagree anytime, 701-271-1100. But when I mentioned COVID, I'm talking about the fact that the First Lady of the United States has it. That's news. And also that the president said you would not get COVID if you had the vaccinations. That's what I was pointing out. Another listener says, COVID, did Joe lie about not getting COVID if vaccinated? Or did he lie about actually getting vaccinated?
That's a good point. All valid right there.
Yeah. Listener says, can you please advertise for Canadian firefighters? The smoke is getting old.
Oh, right.
Boy, is it ever, huh?
You know, here's another thing.
I want to sue them for ruining a few weekends in summer this year.
Speaking of wildfires, it's not just Canada. Do a search on global wildfires. I mean, the amount of fires that are burning in Europe and Africa, it's crazy. The amount of, talk about carbon. Oof.
Right? Other listeners, I'm with Bruce from Grand Forks. Buying CO2 is a dumb idea. Helping drilling is okay. Well, but I guarantee you there were people that when the drilling tax incentives were put in place thought that was corporate cronyism.
Right.
I'm just saying emerging technologies generally start like that. They just do. Now, I get it. If you're a purist and you hate them all, welcome to America. But North Dakota would not be North Dakota that we know today without the Bakken, and ask the people that did the drilling whether they're would have been that amount of capital-intensive action towards that solution without it. So that's what you got to just think of. More after this.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living. All the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
I'm Jim. I'm USFlagpoleGuy.com. Are you the guy who represents our great country by assuming the responsibility for our nation's colors in your town? You are there every morning to pose at half-staff and every evening caring as Old Glory flies. I would like to inform you of special discounts and help U.S. Flagpole Guy can be to you at carrying and maintaining our flag. Parts and service, please call Jim at USFlagpoleGuy.com, 701-571-FLAG, or USFlagpoleGuy.com.
Enjoy every day made better with a splash super pool from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. The Super Pool is made in the USA and comes in 11 different sizes and shapes to turn any backyard into a beautiful summer getaway. Set it up in less than an hour for as little as $50 per month, everything included. Come check out why this is North Dakota's number one selling pool since 1997. The Splash Super Pool, on display at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Let's see what's for lunch today.
Watching the sun bake.
Can't find any sponge cake here, but I'm looking. Might be there. PetroServe USA. Yeah. PetroServe USA has home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Today, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, meatloaf or chicken tenders. Chicken fried steak, $12 for $9.29. Swedish meatballs, both at the downtown location of PetroServe USA and Glendon on Highway 10. Chicken pot pie with biscuit at 45th Street. There's home cooking in Yulin, Harvard. They have that beautiful new car wash up there as well. Valley City, too. These days, there's a car wash in every corner, isn't there? I said, what in the world? The car wash is just exploding. Unbelievable. But they have at PetroServe USA. It will cost you less. They do everybody as good a job. And you can fill up while you're there and get some great home cooking, too. Can't do that at the, you know, other car washes. So check it out. And a beautiful new one up in Harwood, the car wash there. They're also building one in Castleton. It'll be open soon. Wapaton, not too far away, getting a new store as well. PetroServe USA. So a lot happening. All right, here we go. We have Lots of comments here from Facebook to texts and your calls, 701-271-1100. Let me rip through the text here real quick, should I? By the way, we're having trouble getting a hold of John Wick, the chairman of the South Dakota Republican Party, so we'll see if we can schedule him a little later on. He was scheduled to be on at 9:30, but it's a busy week for South Dakota Republicans because President Donald Trump is coming. Kevin and I will be there to cover it live on Friday's shows this week, just in a few days, brought to you by Dakota Refrigeration and by NODAC insurance agent Max Moxness. Appreciate that very much, as well as by ND Estate Services, our friend Mark Wagner.
Kind of pumped.
And the team at North Dakota State Services. Sorry, Kev, what?
I'm kind of pumped.
I'm kind of pumped, too.
Exactly right. See the crowds. See if, you know, we see it online. You never know what's photoshopped. You never know what's edited. We'll good, bad, whatever, we'll bring it all to you.
Texas says, hey, Scott, you should get fellow Republican Trent Luce on. We have Trent Luce on.
Yeah,
we do. Play a few of his programs. Could Scott get fellow Republican Trent Luce on his station so they could debate about the CO2 pipeline? Sure. Yeah, no, we'd invite him to do that. He's been a guest before. Trent is in that 10% that hate playing the climate game. And it's a 10% that I share a lot of frustration with. I'm with him. I think this ESG thing is, it's Marxist. It's awful. It's horrible. But it has infiltrated the public markets. And if you're in the oil, gas business, coal business, ethanol, you need to access public markets. And so they will punish you if you don't play the game.
Kind of is what it is, right?
Because we have unique geology, we can play the game. But I say it like this. North Dakota, in my opinion, is not big enough to opt out. So if we care about keeping the oil and gas and coal and ethanol and egg industries thriving, we need a solution, and this is a solution. If there's another one, bring it on. Bring it on.
Kick John Kerry and Greta and I don't know whoever else we got out of our government. Kick them all out. Goodbye.
I'd love to do that.
Tell your story walking. I know. Perfect world and all.
Well, what I'm saying is none of this slowed down.
Right.
During the Trump years with the ESG. Yep. I mean, it permeates everything. It's in the
here. It's
constantly a battle. Yep.
China's doesn't care. Pakistan, India, no, none of they don't care. But.
Another story regarding Jill Biden. I suspect the First Lady had what used to be called the vapors. It's code for I want to see takeoff and stay in my room today. I want to see takeoff. Hmm. Oh, I want to take off my corset girdle and stay in my room today. COVID is a convenient excuse. Oh, I think they think that Jill Biden's skipping school today. And she is a teacher, after all, so maybe she could. Yeah. I love it.
You know, think about that. I mean, she's so protected, and so, I mean, she could just be not feeling well, but they want to spin more COVID is coming and you need more vaccines. All they got to do is say it. You know, she hangs out in the residence for a few days, pops back out. I'm feeling much better. Yeah. So thankful I got vaccinated, blah, blah, blah.
Right. Another listener. Do you really think Joe Biden could fill up the back of the room? Of Perkins?
All right. Maybe a stretch.
Thanks.
Maybe a country kitchen. It's a smaller meeting room. I don't know.
You did provide a belly laugh for that listener this morning, so they're quite happy about that.
Oh, yeah. Come on. He's not going to debate. He's not, you know, it's such a joke. Why prolong this? You know you're not running. There's no way. So, you know, again, when does he make this announcement? Middle of October is what I've got.
Lister says, define hypocrisy. Thousands of moonbat liberals protesting a pipeline that may cause an ecological disaster. Meanwhile, causing an ecological disaster yourselves. You can't fix stupid. Well, you're exactly right. And
true that.
This is what makes me nervous about people who are opposing the Summit Carbon Solutions project based on the fact that the pipeline's not safe. That's not a lot different than the Dakota Access Pipeline protesters, that movement, that mob, that, you know, this is where pipelines are safe. This pipeline is safe. The best of the best say it so. So people who oppose the idea of playing the game of CO2, I get that. But the folks that say the pipeline's not safe, in my mind, are doing a disservice when you consider there's 30,000 miles of pipeline in North Dakota right now, underneath you. Pipelines are safe. Another listener says, what is the purpose of the Burning Man Festival? I don't know. I heard about it all weekend and the
big
mud.
Party.
I'd never heard of it before. Is it kind of like a Woodstock for Vegas coming?
Yeah, no, it's a music festival, art festival. They have the Burning Man. It's this huge wooden statue that they set on fire. It's a huge, they call it the playa, where they have the, where they, we're all flooded in. About 70,000 of them couldn't get out.
These days, you can get a car wash in about every corner. But at Petroserve USA, you'll get a great car wash. And you can come on inside for some hot stuff, personal pan pizza, some cookies, some muffins, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, and fill up all in one stop. Brand new to Harwood, North Dakota, the all-new Petroserve USA car wash. Check that out. Coming soon to Castleton, too. It's a trifecta: great fuel, great food, and a great car wash all in one. Petroserve USA. Petroserve
USA. In Minnesota, we work hard, and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about health care, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Off your order.